Thank you. Distinguished panel members, diplomatic corps, ladies and gentlemen, the coming together of partners, especially the pledges made by DFID and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, today is extremely important, and I hope your leadership will inspire other partners to come forward. Your pledges today give the Carter Center, WHO, UNICEF, and the governments in endemic countries the means to finish a job. We need to rid the world of a worm, and this is a fiery worm, a long worm, in terms of the months of suffering, pain that you have seen in women, in children, and men. For most of the world, ladies and gentlemen, this is an invisible worm, out of sight, out of mind, because it affects the poorest of the poor, people living in remote rural areas, beyond the end of the road. Just imagine, inaccessible. And this is a very old misery, human misery, with descriptions going back as far as to Greek and Egyptian writings. We are at the best of time in terms of seeing the lowest number of cases, and you have heard from Dawn, the achievement over the last 25 years, the efforts, the joint efforts of the governments themselves, the endemic countries, and of course, you know, the leadership of President Carter. You bring together the world's leaders, partners, and development agencies. And of course, you know, WHO and UNICEF would always be inspired by your leadership and be there to do the job with you. This is worth celebrating, from 3.5 million to less than 900 cases, well, 900 to be exact, 969 cases by the August, end of August this year. We have never seen this kind of achievement. It is worth celebrating. But as Mr. Stephen O'Brien said it, we need to be very cautious. There are also dangers. It is much easier to spot a forest fire than to single out a smoldering twig. This is the best way I could describe it. The last cases of any eradication of a disease is the most costly and the most difficult. But with today's pledges, we can step up the intensified surveillance that is very much needed by countries supported by WHO and UNICEF to find and contain the last cases, the last worms, and we must move to make a very ancient disease an archaic one, because the inequity that we have seen and we have witnessed in the video is intolerable. It's intolerable. The do-good spirit of the different government, especially in this financial austerity, is commendable. And I want to thank you once again for your commitment, and I hope that your challenge can bring more partners. And I see some very good partners, potential partners in the audience. I hope you would be inspired by the leadership of many of the leaders so far, like Gates Foundation and so on. We must not allow, you know, finance be the only reason to stand in the way to get the job done. And on that, once again, I thank you for your attention, and I thank the people of UK while I'm in London for the do-good spirit of the people. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, President. Thank you, Director General. To be honest, I know the horrible disease from this press conference. I think many Chinese people, they didn't know this disease. So I think if we send reports to China, they will care, they will be very concerned about that. May I ask for which channels for them? What should I do? Like volunteers, entrepreneurs? How much should we donate, and how the other measures we can do, especially for young people, because we represent Propeller TV. Many young people, they will look watch our TV. We want them concerned about the global health, and they can take, like they can take you as a good example to do to contribute for the society.
Thank
so thank you.
President Carter has asked me to respond to this question with great pleasure. I'm very pleased to hear this from you. You are very young, and you propose, I take it you put on the table a proposal that we should, you know, rally support from young people in China because they don't know about this disease. It is a fact, and we have said so. This is a disease that is invisible to many countries, and we will certainly consider mechanisms to raise political support, resources, and technical support from China and beyond. Thank you for that. I'll follow this up.
Sarah Bosley from The Guardian newspaper. Two things, actually, sorry. One is, do you have any sense of who is going to come forward to fill the funding gap now, to match, one hopes, what DFID is putting in? And the second one is that have you been able in any way to piggyback on the back of the guinea worm eradication program? Actually, because you are accessing remote villages where a very great deal needs to be done and is not happening, as you say, the poorest people on the planet. So one assumes that you could also get malaria treatments in there, or you could do other things. So has any of that happened too?
I can answer the second part. Yeah, you're absolutely correct. That brings to the important point about integration. You use the term piggyback, and this is exactly what the World Health Organization is doing. We make use of other assets, like the surveillance team for polio disease surveillance, to identify cases. And that also goes back to the earlier comment about the power of information and the power of media and community sharing of knowledge. Intelligence, we need intelligence. To me, surveillance is to pick up early case, early warning, so that we can go in and control. And the integrated approach to disease surveillance management is precisely one success factor that we are seeing, particularly in Ghana. Thank you.
Yeah, perhaps I can help answer Sarah's question in a couple of ways. The first is, of course, discussions are taking place. We haven't reached a day without having a series of discussions, and I very much hope that that will produce a response to the challenge that has been put out, and we'll be able to fill this funding gap. But I think in terms of any identities, I think that would be premature. So I'm sorry to disappoint you and your potential story there, Sarah, on that one. But as far as the integration is concerned, I think this is absolutely crucial because it links to what David Molyneux was saying a moment ago. In everything that we're doing at DFID is looking to get the maximum impact to cover the most vulnerable people, not least in conflict and immediate post-conflict areas where the greatest need is, and to get the value for money is demonstrated by ensuring that we do get integration. Of course, you have to make a very good technical appraisal about what is at times the sort of lead and the lag, or in common parlance, the cart and the horse. But for instance, in dealing with malaria, by getting nets out, you're also, of course, going to have a major effect on things like tsetse fly and other things. But I think the base for water and sanitation, what is under the term WASH, which includes the hygiene side, which, of course, has such a significant effect mm-hmm. when it comes to other diseases, is absolutely vital. And this links very seriously with a whole prediction of how development is going to sit in context across the globe. When you look at the Foresight Report, which both my department co-commissioned with DEFRA, in looking at how do we predict the population of the planet going forward, how are we going to feed it, and it all boils down, if I can dare use the pun, to really understanding the use, distribution, and access to water, both for drinking and for irrigation, and therefore for the deployment of water across the planet. So in strengthening health systems, so much of what is done is going to leave a legacy of a strengthened health system, and yes, the piggybacking is now very much part of how you design in good development approaches to making sure that health results are achieved with the greatest impact and the greatest value for money. And that's why the guinea worm has been such a very good precedent, not led by Mr. President, to ensure that we learn these lessons and we don't have to relearn them, that we apply these lessons in so many of the diseases which we're now looking at to expand into the broader context of these NTDs, many of which have been held behind the great challenge of AIDS, TB and malaria, where the Global Fund has been so much in the lead, because if they're not immediately apparent killer diseases, it's been much more difficult to get attention for them, and yet they can have just as devastating an impact upon the way people are able to live and to have aspirations. And that's why South Sudan is such a good country to focus on, because now we have a new opportunity to really make all this learning well applied and to achieve these results very quickly.